Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Empty Promise podcast. My name is
James.
Christy.
And this is Dee. Thank you for joining us on what is the return of the podcast after what has been too long, Dee.
Apparently it's a month, but it feels like a lot more.
Oh, Dee, it feels like eons from I've seen you. It
feels like 2 months.
Like 30 days. <It's> so crazy. Long. We are back, and this is episode 71 of the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us this week on March 3rd. Well, it's March 3rd today. Sunday, March 3rd.
Yep.
Miserable March.
March Madness. Miserable March Madness.
Are you doing Mass Effect?
I forgot about that.
Are you doing that?
I promised to do that 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, all three Mass Effect games. I call it my midweek March Madness Mass Effect Mania.
Mayhem.
Mondays.
Mondays,
yeah.
Are you doing it this year?
Yeah, I'm halfway through.
Good. It's 3rd of March. You have been busy, my friend.
When you start out, it's like Minecraft. You should do Minecraft.
Oh, Minecraft
you
March.
Your mega maniac Minecraft Monday March Madness midweek mania.
Maybe in May.
Maybe May.
Nah,
that's what I did. Yeah. I realized I couldn't do. I didn't even play an hour of Mass Effect.
I'll put it off.
Play something like 90 hours of Mass Effect in March. I didn't play a single minute of it.
That sounds so good though. That's 3 hours a day for 30 days.
It's a lot of work.
That's a lot of math.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think we should all appreciate Chris here for the math that just happened.
I'm a little exhausted. Not gonna lie. It's been a while, Dee. It is miserably cold out there. And what has been like the end of February there was like really warm.
Unseasonably warm. It was the warmest February on record.
Mm-hmm. I think we had, what temperature?
Well, in
like
in
12, 13 degrees?
In here, but like some in places in Wales it was 20.
20 degrees in degrees. February.
People were on the beach.
The earth is heating up.
Yeah. You know, this global warming thing, I think they actually might be onto something.
No, it's fine. We will be long gone, my friend. Long gone.
What do you think the brown ones are? What?
No, that's grape.
What's grape?
That's grape. Oh, I like grape. I like the grape ones. You might not. It's a weird kind of taste.
It doesn't taste like a grape.
No. It tastes like of what grape products taste like. Not what,
yeah,
not
grape,
what grapes.
Grape soda.
Yeah. I'm going to have one as well, just so I know what you're experiencing right now. Oh, that's the good stuff.
We got our Jolly Rancher jelly beans here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Why didn't they call them Jolly Beans? I really think that they missed it there, didn't they? Jolly Beans.
They really did. I've never thought of that. Jolly Beans. That's so much better.
Yeah.
Jolly Beans.
Right.
Jolly Beans sounds happier.
Yeah.
Well.
Mm-hmm. I'd definitely pick up a pack of Jolly Beans for sure.
100%. Write that down. Jolly Beans.
Jolly Beans.
Patent pending.
This is how we make our money. The exactly podcast makes
we don't make money.
Cash.
If you want to donate,
please.
We should start a GoFund us page. GoFundMe.
Oh,
yeah.
GoFundMe. Mm-hmm. Go fuck yourself.
Go fund me. Oh, but seeing as it is
March
and a podcast, the 3rd of March, 1802.
What an excellent year.
Fine year. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, piano sonata, number 14 in C sharp minor is published. Do you know much of Beethoven? Not the dog.
I do know it's called, it's a common mispronunciation, it's actually Beethoven.
Is it?
Probably not.
I believe that.
Beethoven. Because he's German.
Beethoven.
Is he German? He's not German. Sure he's not.
Beethoven is...
Welsh.
German. Yeah. He is German.
Anyway. No, I know very little.
Or Prague.
One thing I learned about Beethoven is that I think Beethoven's fifth symphony. Ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba.
Yeah. That's Morse code.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
The letter V. Bum, 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 bum.
Is it actually?
It's V, yeah.
Like, I'm. That's a lot of Morse code for one letter. Bum, 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 bum. V.
Yeah, but that's why, you know, SOS. Here's a little bit of trivia for you.
Yep.
It's the shortest, like, S and O are the shortest letters you can spell in Morse.
Really?
So it's dash, dash, dash is S.
Yeah.
And dot, dot, dot is O.
How do you know the difference in a dash? Oh, it's the length you hold it, isn't it?
This whole podcast we're going to bring to you in Morse.
Morse.
So everyone get your pen and paper out and we will.
That's like the old the ringtone. Beep, 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 beep.
Oh my god, it is. The Nokia.
Yeah.
SOS.
SOS.
Why didn't we listen?
I know.
So many people died.
So many people. Titanic would have been saved had they had Nokias.
I read a really interesting thing.
Good.
I'll let you get your book in a second.
No, I am.
About the Titanic?
I like tangents.
I was reading a Reddit conspiracy thing.
Ooh.
And we like conspiracies here, so this
we
might be something
love conspiracies
we investigate.
Speaking of conspiracies,
in a future episode.
Did you see the front headlines of yesterday's paper?
What?
That Osama bin Laden may be alive.
Maybe alive. I heard something that his son is.
Yeah, they're after his son now.
He's like a leader.
There's a $1 million bounty on his head in the US. Anyway.
You got an apple one there? That's delicious. Anyway.
The apple's very good, yeah.
Yeah, apparently the Titanic, there's like a conspiracy that has just been brought to my attention. Now, the Titanic never sank, but that the sister ship, the one that looks and was built at the same time as the Titanic, they were swapped out.
Why was there a sister ship built at the same time?
Because they just built a bunch of ships. Because they had money to burn, because the Olympic, apparently, it was called.
Oh.
And it had like a bunch of issues wrong with it, and apparently there's evidence to suggest that they switched the ships, because one of them was like a brand new one that could have a really great career, and the other one was already like broken and damaged.
Wow.
And they wanted to write it off, so they floated it across the sea. Whenever it sunk, they were like, insurance money, bitches.
No way.
Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
Deets of that will come in our next conspiracy podcast.
Yeah. Oh, I look forward to getting into that.
Yeah, should be fun, shouldn't it?
Apparently Tutankhamun's remains were on the Titanic.
Were they?
Well, I heard that. Apparently that's one of the reasons people think it sank.
Ah.
Or it was on the Titanic, taken off. And
Yeah. The Titanic sank shortly after. Did you know the Titanic? Okay, no, we'll get back to
the
Titanic.
No. I like the Titanic. Go. You go
no,
ahead.
No, it's not relevant. 1802, Beethoven.
Beethoven's ninth. Okay. Is the music that they use in do you ever see the film Warrior?
Yeah, but
He gets is his name Joel Edgerton?
Yeah,
his coach.
Yeah.
He gets him to train to that music, and he's like, "Why the hell am I trained to Beethoven?"
Yeah, because it's got the
yeah.
Tempo. That music is also used in Die Hard.
Where the first one?
The whole way through the film. Yeah.
We also need to talk about Die Hard. I want to watch that movie. See, whenever you said we should do a film club, my first thing was I want to watch Die Hard. I really want to watch Die Hard.
That'll be our next film club.
I think I've got a better one for our next film club.
Yes, this is awesome.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so giant leaps in moon history. Only 12 human beings have, as we know so far, set foot on the moon.
Allegedly.
The most popular first names for moonwalkers are Charles, with two people's names, Charles, who's been on the moon, and Alan, two people.
Alan Shepard was one of them.
Alan Shepard and Alan, I don't know who the other one is. Alan Bean, actually.
What a weird name.
On Apollo 12. The same Apollo 12. Nope, doesn't matter. All moonwalks took place between July 1969 and December 1972.
Isn't it crazy to think?
Oh, we haven't been back since?
Yeah, 50 years. It's 50 years this year.
Yep. Look at what's Elon Musk doing now? He's sending like people up in the space, isn't he?
Apparently,
and they haven't been up in the space in years, apart from like the ISS.
I guess like the other day, they have a new capsule that can take astronauts to the space station. Because America doesn't have any.
And Apollo 13 blew up.
No, it didn't.
Apollo 13 never made it to the moon.
Yeah.
Oh, after the oxygen tank exploded, but the pilot
circle around came back. Tom Hanks made it back alive.
That's such a good movie.
Great film.
There's one for the movie club. Yeah. I'm gonna just jot these down. I think.
But Elon Musk's SpaceX have put up another like capsule, because Americans have no way of getting to the moon. to space. Mm-hmm. Astronauts, they have to use the Russian rockets to get up.
Right.
So they want to get their own way now, and they're going to use SpaceX.
There's
some stuff happening in space, guys. Get on it.
I'm telling
get
you.
Get in there early before.
Speaking of space, and this is the other movie that I wanted to talk about, because I watched so much of it recently, is Interstellar.
Oh, yes.
We just have to watch Interstellar.
That's Movie Club.
Yeah, that's Movie Club. Yeah.
I've been listening to the soundtrack.
Same.
Like, nonstop.
Too much.
It's just too good.
It's too good.
It is too good.
It's too good. But we'll get to that. McConaughey, so good. I'll talk about him a little bit later on as well. I have some. All right. Anyway.
We'll put some time aside for Matthew, of course.
News. How do you want to do this? News?
We're talking about films.
Mm-hmm.
Let's jump in with the things we've missed in the last month, which the biggest thing has probably been the Oscars.
The Oscars.
Film-wise.
Mm-hmm.
They happened with very little fanfare. I was astounded by how little fanfare.
I heard a lot of people say this is the one year that literally just, they had no interest in it. Yeah. Didn't want to watch it, didn't care. Who cares?
Think about it. They had Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm. Was it Kevin Hart?
Mm-hmm. This was the first year, though, I think, that it wasn't just one person hosting, would that be right? I think
no host this year.
Yeah.
At all. Because they were going to have Kevin Hart, and then he apparently, like years ago, said some offensive shit on Twitter They sacked him, and then they were like, no host this year. And they got all these celebrities come on and do wee cameos before each presentation.
That's what I mean, just like different people. Yeah, bullshit.
I didn't watch it. I had no inclination to watch it. Even the films that were up, I wasn't even mad about them.
Did you see any of them?
I've seen a few of them. So, I mean, I'll run through it.
Talk to me.
Best Picture went to Green Book, which I had never heard about, never seen anything about. And apparently everyone hates it because it won because there was like a lot of other far better films up there, but they're like the typical Academy would pick a film about a white guy saving a black guy because that's just the way they think.
Yeah.
Some people pissed about that. I've never seen it.
Green Book?
Green Book, have you seen it?
No.
No.
I don't even know what Green Book is.
No, neither do I. All I know is that when I checked cinema listings yesterday, it's still in the cinema.
Oh, I could watch
it. If you want to see it.
Green Book.
I didn't want to see it.
I feel like I know of it.
I didn't want to see it.
Doesn't matter.
Best Director went to Alfonso Cuarón.
For
Roma, which only came out on Netflix. So that was like a coup for Netflix.
It's so weird. Like, I guess.
What's that? Did you have an issue with Netflix or with?
Not an issue with Netflix. It's just like, you know, like the film only came out on Netflix. Like that's where we are in this day and age. That the Oscars, we're giving Best Director to a director. Don't get me wrong, he probably did a great job, but the film only came to Netflix, and it's like, well, if the film's that good, why didn't it come to fucking?
Well, this is it.
Do you know what I mean?
Steven Spielberg said we shouldn't consider Netflix in the Oscars.
No, it should be.
I disagree, though.
Really?
Because Netflix spent a fucking fortune getting him. On Netflix. And I disagree because, well, like, just because it's made on Netflix doesn't mean it's a bad film.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad film. I'm just saying that.
Why is it in the cinema?
Yeah, it should go to the cinema. Let people see it in, you know, in splendor.
This is it. It's just like Amazon and Netflix buying good films. They go to the film festivals and buy them up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, throw ludicrous amounts of money at them so they can get them on Netflix and forget about the cinema. You know, if you want to see that in, like, a cinema, you can't do it. That's a bit shitty, but, Steven Spielberg got a bit of criticism about that, actually. People don't like that.
Oh, really?
I think he's too set in his ways.
Well, I mean,
you're all on board.
Yeah.
So
I got you, Spielby.
I get you, Steve. I call him Steve.
I call him Spielby.
Never to his face.
Oh God, no, never to his face.
Best actor went to Mr. Rami Malek. Spielberg.
Oh, for Bohemian Rhapsody. Have you seen it?
Nope. Have you?
First 50 minutes. Watched it in the flight on the way home.
Is it good?
Brilliant.
I've heard it's really brilliant. Good. I've heard it's really good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. He wasn't really a surprise win, but like he wasn't necessarily the favorite either. So I feel good for him because I like him.
I like Rami Malek.
He's in The Pacific.
Oh yeah,
he's great in The Pacific. He's in Mr. Robot. He's
Mr.
great
Robot.
In that.
That's all I know him from.
He's in other stuff too, I think.
But oh, he's in Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh yeah, that film. Yeah, he won an Oscar for that.
Did he?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a great.
Isn't
great
he
guy.
In The Pacific?
Go Moving on, Best Actress went to Olivia Colman.
That was a big one, the British winner.
Yeah, from The Favourite. I like her. She's been. Do you ever watch Peep Show?
No.
She was in Peep Show. She's in fucking loads of stuff, actually. She's good. She's like a comedic actress, but also really good.
Was that for playing the Queen? Playing the part of the Queen?
No, she's going to play the Queen in that show, The Crown, on Netflix.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, she's going to play the Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, that is for playing the Queen.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. But like a really old time Queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's going to be playing the Queen, the current Queen.
The Queen.
Yeah, soon.
Like Queen Liz. Lizzie the second.
Lizzie 2. I call her Lizzie 2.
Lizzie 2, that's good.
That's good, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, that's her street name.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's Elizabeth the second, and then she's Lizzie 2.
We could spell it like L-I-Z-2.
No.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh my God, that's awesome. That's her custom reg.
Well, the Queen doesn't need a license to drive.
Don't need a license to drive a sandwich.
Oh, fuck. We're choking on a jolly bean.
SpongeBob.
Best animated picture. Didn't go to SpongeBob.
Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse. I'm very happy with that.
Class,
I haven't seen it.
Gotta see it, for sure.
But I know of it.
It's really, really good.
Really good?
Really been good.
Wow. Wow. Really been good?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you know.
That's a whole other level of good. Wow. There's so much sugar in those sweets.
I'm bouncing.
Yes.
I can't sit
My mind is fucking bouncing. Wow.
Okay. We didn't want to come back on a low, so we're coming back
Holy
on a high.
Holy shit. That's so good.
Those are the ones that I saved.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of other Oscars, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good
Didn't
job.
Special effects go to Avengers?
No. I believe it went to First Man, which is about one of the...
Oh, Armie Nielstrom.
Armie Nielstrom.
That was, what do you call him? Ryan Gosling.
Wow. Yeah. It's an okay film. Not as good as I wanted it to be, because I really wanted it to be brilliant. Because I love Ryan Gosling, and I love...
I like Ryan Gosling as well, actually, yeah.
But, you know, there's always next year.
I'm a fan of the Gos.
Apollo 13. God, I gotta see that film.
Ryan Gos. Oh, it's such a good movie. I have it in there.
Apparently someone... I forget where I read this. I read it on Reddit, for sure, because that's where I read all my shit. But apparently someone critiqued that film before it came out. You know them, like... You know those screenings they do, try and get like the public opinion?
Uh-huh.
They said they didn't like it because it was too Hollywood, and in real life, the pilots, the astronauts, would never have made it back. You're just like, God, God help some people.
Did they research this at all?
No, that's the idea. I have to sit in and just like get a complete rander. Whether they know anything or not, doesn't matter. You have to get their opinion.
Wow. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But that's it, bye.
Any other news this week?
I mean, no.
There was some game news that we missed out on.
There was some big
news. The time
news.
That we were off. Nintendo had their Nintendo Direct.
Got new Pokemons.
New Pokemons, yeah.
Pokemon Shield and Pokemon Sword.
There was something else I was going to talk about. I've completely forgot.
I burped a wee bit. We got a Fortnite killer.
That's what it was. Apex.
Yeah. Apex Legends.
You playing it?
I played a bit of it, yeah.
And?
I definitely prefer it way more than Fortnite.
Really?
I played quite a bit of it.
Season 8 has just launched at Fortnite, isn't it?
Yeah. No. Pirates and chip.
Wow. We should do a crossover with Sea of Thieves.
You should.
Somehow.
People might play it then.
Yeah. Which one? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Probably Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, probably.
Fortnite's pretty popular.
Fortnite's pretty popular.
I was looking up. I was like, I was so pumped for Apex. I really think it's a much... In my opinion, it's not a much better game.
Who's developing it? Who's making it?
Respawn. So those are the guys who, way back in the day, Chris, did Modern Warfare 2, Infinity Ward, and then they left. A bunch
that
of
was
them
the
left,
other thing.
And they formed Respawn, and they made Titanfall, Titanfall 2, and now this.
Did you hear Modern Warfare 2 maybe getting a remaster?
I did hear.
Wow, what do you think of this?
I would like it. I would love it, mm-hmm. so long as it doesn't come with whatever the next COD is. It's like its own game.
Yeah. The same way.
I'd buy it.
What was that one? What happened with that last one? It was Modern Warfare remastered, but what are the...
Buy Modern Warfare Infinite Warfare.
That's what it was, yeah.
And then the remaster came with it. And like the legendary...
Modern Warfare 2 is my favorite of the Modern Warfares. My favorite of the Call of Duties.
It's my favorite of the CODs, for sure.
100%.
I was actually replaying it recently. Laura replayed it as
well. Wow. What a great game to replay.
It's brilliant. Great. It's so good. Do you remember... Oh my God. Right, I'm just going to embarrass us on the air here.
No, I love it.
On the air. Do you remember...
Is this Whiskey Hotel?
Hotel Whiskey. Yeah, Whiskey Hotel. I always call it Hotel Whiskey. I was so annoyed myself I got that.
Is it wrong. Hotel Whiskey?
No, it is. It's Whiskey Hotel.
All right, okay.
WH. Spoiler alert. It's the White House.
White House.
We're talking about the White House and that. the Green Flares.
Oh, yeah, Green Flares.
Do you remember us?
I really wish we had Green Flares when we used to run on the roads.
We used to run on the roads and just wave our arms.
Yeah.
We got Green Flares.
100%.
You can't bomb us. We got green flares.
Exactly. How else would they have known not to kill us on the road?
We were just pure lucky.
Oh, my God.
We were calling in fucking drone strikes to take out cars. Chris, we were...
Modern Warfare 2 changed my life.
We defined our childhood. Or not childhoods, but our...
Yeah, our adolescence.
Our adolescence.
Oh, 100%. That game was superb.
I still know all the call signs.
Same.
Oscar Mike.
Yeah. I know all the call signs. I could probably write the script for that game.
Yeah, you could reread it. Yeah,
reread it. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah. Oh, what a great game.
What was the thing? Remember the code word? You throw the star and you have to say back something. The code word.
Oh.
What was it? Okay, I don't remember everything, okay? It's been like a long time.
Is it not star is the code word?
Maybe.
Star.
Anyway, play Modern Warfare 2 again.
Oh, 100%. DC Burning is one of the best things you'll ever experience in your life.
Also, Hans Zimmer was involved in the soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
If you like Hans Zimmer, and we really like him.
The Boneyard especially.
Listen to his music. It's amazing.
Wow.
No, I recently found out, though, he didn't do all the music. One of his, his...
Lauren Balfe.
Lauren Balfe did most of it.
Yeah.
I've got a newfound respect for Lorne.
For Lorne Balfe. Lorne Balfe also did, I'm pretty sure, something to do with Gladiator, maybe.
Oh my God. I was looking into his cred then.
Into his accolades and such. Yeah, wow. Wow. Great soundtrack. Great movie. Ah, that the film club.
But, what were we talking about? Apex Legends, that's right.
Yeah. Russell Crowe was great.
Russell Crowe was always great.
Mm. Well, Robin Hood was a bit meh. Mm.
Have you seen the new Robin Hood?
No, I don't want to.
It doesn't look great.
I don't want
to. Let's get that guy.
Jimmy Fox.
Nah, and that other guy. That weird named guy. We had to do a Kevin Bacon game with him once. I don't know, and I don't.
Yeah,
want to
I know here. Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, yeah. So Apex Legends, played a bit of it, Chris. Mm-hmm. It's fun. They've got like these. Everyone's got their own like abilities and stuff that makes it kind of more interesting mm-hmm. than Fortnite, and it's just so much more. It's just more like a shooter. It's more of a game, gunplay game.
Right.
Whereas Fortnite is kind of like a mush together shooter, fucking Minecraft building type weirdness.
Yeah.
This is just
yeah.
like, yeah. you go down, pick up good guns, you get good shields, yeah. and you shoot good. People. And there's it's just fun. It's just fun, Chris. But
Will it
not even close.
No.
Fortnite has something like 25 million active players.
That's mad.
There's got like 8 million on its opening weekend. So it's doing really good for any game.
Yeah.
But compared to Fortnite.
What is it going to take the top of it, do you think?
I think Fortnite needs to like come out with like another season update and just be shit.
Yeah.
So all the kids stop playing.
Wasn't Overwatch really popular at one point too?
Yeah. But it's kind of different because it was like, you have to pay to play that game.
Yeah.
And it was still really popular.
Yeah.
Whereas Fortnite and Apex are both free.
Free.
So like a lot of people are going to play those anyway.
Yeah. True.
No.
My brother is still mad playing Fortnite
yeah,
on Switch.
No. Definitely a younger crowd are a lot more into it.
Yeah. But 12 year olds flossing on the streets. Swear to God, break their legs. Break their fucking arms.
I've seen
them
do it.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it. Don't tempt me. Don't push me. Anything else you want to? I don't have any news from this week.
Any interest in the new Pokemon?
No.
Games?
Not really. I'm still playing Let's Go Pikachu.
Are you?
Yeah, I played. This is what I mean. I played so little. I played a bit when I was in holidays. Mm-hmm. Played Mario Kart Double Dash. Nope. 8 Deluxe.
Yeah.
I played Let's Go Pikachu. A very small bit of Smash. And that was it.
Okay.
That was it.
I've only been playing Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Apex Legends.
Wow. Yeah. I have no.
Because I don't want to play a game with the story. I just literally want to go in and I want to shoot for about an hour and then I want
to
stop.
I have no motivation to play anything at the minute.
Yep. It's going to take a really good game to get me back in it.
Yep. I barely have the motivation to watch stuff at the minute. It's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas The Office, I could put The Office on and just kind of just tune in just aimlessly, you know.
Brilliant.
So good. Are you watching The Office now?
Yeah.
Yeah. What season are you on?
Just started 4.
Oh. That's like some of peak office.
Yeah,
there
really
as well.
Peak
yeah.
Office. To be fair, I just picked a random episode in season 3, so I haven't like watched.
And just jump from there.
Yeah,
that's a good chat. Very good. I rewatched it as well. But yeah, I have no desire to play anything at the minute, and there's so much now. Like, there's no point in even saying I'm gonna get to my backlog. I will, just not anytime soon.
Eventually, like, I mean, there's like another.
Yeah.
I mean, there's years, Chris.
I know.
When you think about it.
The only game that I am looking forward to playing, this is going to sound stupid, the only game I'm looking forward to playing at the minute is The Last of Us 2.
Which may or may not come out this year.
Exactly. And that's because I watched The Last of Us 2, The Last of Us, yeah, 2 reaction trailer a couple of times on YouTube. More times than I cared.
Let's
but
see.
It's just nice. I like people
Cyberpunk
reacting.
Is the next game I'm actively looking forward to, and that's definitely not this year.
No.
So
anything this year? Anything big this year?
We'll find out when it comes.
I know, yeah.
I promised to play The Division.
Days
2.
Gone. I want to play it, but
I don't.
I'm just not.
I'm burnt.
I'm
out.
I'm not there.
I'm burnt out on survival.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How's the forest?
Have you seen? Oh, I haven't touched it in so
it's
long.
It's burnt to the ground, just ash.
I have to laugh though, because you do like you play that game, you realize humans are complete dicks. The first thing we do, we just chop down half a forest to build like a. A pointless treehouse.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I murdered. I contend the amount of turtles I've killed, Chris.
Really?
I just chop their heads right off.
Turtle blood. It's always good.
You eat their meat, really mm-hmm. good, and then you take their shells for sport.
For sport, for shoes.
You can slide down on them.
Oh.
I don't. Yeah. Humans are just we're dicks. But I prefer to be a dick in the virtual world.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's healthier.
It's far. It's better for me. Yeah. You know. Oh God, I forget what I was going to say there. It's gone.
Playing, forest, burnt out. Gone.
It's gone. It's gone.
Maybe it's just going to take for you to sit there and look at The Witcher 3.
Yeah, maybe.
Go for the platinum.
I definitely said I'm going back to play the DLC for that. Never going to happen, man. Oh, yeah. I've promised to play The Division 2 whenever it comes out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm hoping to get interested in that because it can be fun to play. The first Division is actually really fun until you realize about halfway through that you've done this mission about 6 times already.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same mission.
See, that's it. I think that's why I'm even struggling to listen to any like video game podcasts or anything at the minute too. Because I just don't care. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But I just don't care.
Yeah. No,
it's like, I would listen to the podcast for the tidbits and the tangents.
Yeah.
But when it comes to talking about games, I don't care.
I think with if you're a gamer, right? And even if you're not a gamer, you probably can relate to this. It's like when you're like have a vested interest in anything, there's obviously going to be periods where you're into it and then you're just not. You're just like, I'm done. Don't want to touch that for a while.
Yeah.
I think the only way you can really stay like active and like persistently in it, in both games and like outside of it, is if you're focused on one specific thing.
Yeah.
So if like, if you're like weightlifting or whatever, mm-hmm. you've got one goal.
Oh, like a goal. Yeah. Like lift a certain amount of weight or compete certain exactly. things like that. Yeah.
If you're a person who's gamer, games, it's like, I want a platinum.
Yeah. Or maybe you're streaming and you want so many subs. Exactly. Or maybe you want to compete, you know.
Or if it's just one game that you're constantly playing, it's like, mm-hmm. I can just go back to this because I know what it is. I'll just play it and play it and play it.
Yeah.
And that's just like this human nature. It's like, it's like The Office. It's like, you can just watch The Office over and over and over again. Whereas if I say to you, oh, do you want to start watching this new show? I don't know.
Yeah, and you just hit me up with a show. And I tried that as well. I tried watching Love Hate, you know, that Irish show. Man, I got like 20 minutes through the first episode and turned it off. I was like, I just don't want to watch anything.
It's not a bad show.
No. I just don't care.
Don't have the time to commit to this.
So I put The Office back on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I just watched The Office, but I just, yeah.
You know, these are the things we do.
I know.
Human beings. Mm-hmm.
Humans, beans. Yeah. Okay, so we can go one or two ways here, D, with the podcast now today. First of all, thank you for finding this podcast. And if you're listening to this on any of the audio formats.
Good for you.
Thank you. Remember, you can find and watch the video version of this podcast over at youtube.com/XiteGaming. Mm. I nearly forgot that. I was going to go /TheEmptyPromise, but it's not. Don't get fooled. You can find the video version there, and likewise, if you're watching the video version, go and find the audio version. Take us with you on the go, no matter where you may be. Thank you to everybody who tunes in on the weekly basis, and we hope this podcast finds you well.
Mm.
Well. We're available on Spotify and iTunes.
Yeah. We're also really good. We're like Beethoven's Fifth.
Yeah.
You know, if you're boxing, use our pace and our tempo.
Oh yeah. You could
we'll
do
help.
That.
We'll help.
Maybe you want to go on like a long walk. Just put us in and we'll sing
you. If you find it difficult to go for long walks because you're getting bored, we just solve that problem.
I'd love to find a podcast like us that I could listen to in a long walk.
I don't think
do you ever think about? Do you ever think sometimes, Dee, that you'd love to be an outsider and listen to our podcast?
Imagine being so lucky to listen to us.
I think about that sometimes. I'm like, what do people think like when they listen to this bullshit?
I don't know. They probably think these guys are off their rocker.
Yeah, hopefully.
They're talking pure shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of like watching a dumpster fire. You know, I know it's bad, but I can't turn my eyes away from it.
Yeah, I've had one too many jolly beans.
We're not a dumpster fire. We're better than that.
We're better, yeah.
Right?
We're like a bush fire.
Yeah.
Slowly spread, yeah.
There's a game I played. I played Firewatch.
The hell is Firewatch?
It's about
you're a firefighter.
So it's a walking simulator, Chris. Wow. You can't just walk. You're like a participant in a story, and you're just like progressing it by walking to different places and doing different things.
Wow,
it's fun. It's a really good story, and it's all about a guy who's in a forest who has to look out for fires. But you know that's not what the story's about at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's about this whole other thing. It's great.
Mm. Wow, we'll play it. Graham.
Well, Chris.
Episode 72 of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This week we have decided that we are going to do a bit of just brief talk about films, and we decided to start our very own film club.
It's the Empty Promise Film Club. The EMP. No?
Yeah, because time is of the essence. TIOTE.
The Empty Promise Film Club is the EPFC.
Oh my God. Right? Well done.
God, thank you.
Yep, EPFC. That's so good.
That's like a football club.
Yeah, EPFC.
We're going to start a football club. One too many jolly beans.
This week we decided to go with, under the kind advice of D, we went for Watchmen.
This actually was a recommendation by Laura.
Oh, great.
She's on the pulse. She knows what's happening.
Thank God someone does, because I have no fucking clue what's going on.
I was like, what film are we going to discuss here?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's The Watchmen. 10-year anniversary tomorrow for everyone who's listening on Monday.
Is it coming back to the theatres?
It is coming back to a theater.
Do you know where? When?
America somewhere. Oh, Zack Snyder is doing a charity replay of like his three big films. So it's Watchmen, 300, and Batman vs. Superman.
Wow.
So he's doing this where he's going to like show all these in like one of these big theaters over in America, and all the proceeds go to charity.
If you could go to if you could go and see one of those three films, what one would you go and see?
300 probably.
Same.
Because I just watched Watchmen. Oh. And 300 is awesome.
I love 300 though. 300 is so fucking good.
It is so good.
Yeah, so very good.
It's hard. I also forget that he did that film because I just associate him with bad films.
With, yeah. Batman v Superman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But.
I know.
You know. Now, today we're talking about Watchmen.
Today we're talking about Watchmen because.
10 years old and why not?
10 years old. And also, isn't there. Aren't they making a.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. It's not.
They're bringing it to.
First
HBO,
up,
basically.
Yeah, HBO. I mean, this, we're talking Game of Thrones caliber stuff here, people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're going to be doing a TV show based on this, the same source material. So I guess before we jump into the film, I'll give a brief explanation of what Watchmen is for all of you who haven't seen it or don't know.
Yeah, please do.
Basically, it's this comic series that ran back in the 80s, written by Alan Moore? Who is that, like, absolute genius but complete psycho comic book writer. Who did? He also did V for Vendetta.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
Such a good movie.
Ah, really?
I'm reading the
comic,
the graphic novel,
the graphic. Sorry.
But yeah. So it was like a seminal comic book of its time because it was just like sort of redefining what comics could be. It was talking about really adult themes, about serious things. It was just during the Cold War.
Yeah, because it's quite dark.
Really dark.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. This is what took me in because I hadn't seen Watchmen until we watched it, and I was like, this is not what I thought it was.
Yeah, the superheroes aren't nice people.
Do you know what I pictured this to be like before I watched it? Yeah. Was what do you call it? Suicide Squad.
Yeah,
and I was like, here we go, like anti-heroes or some bullshit like that. You know, I was like, okay,
they are anti-heroes.
Yeah,
but they're kind of just like not fun and
better. Silly. Yeah, go on ahead. Go on.
Anyway, yeah. So Watchmen is Zack Snyder's take on this. Came out in 2009. And basically what he did was he was trying to be as faithful to the comics as possible. Some people have described this film as being a shot-for-shot remake of Watchmen, the comics, because of how similar the like imagery and stuff is and how the story progresses is very similar. Despite the fact that Alan Moore, the writer of the story, has described the comics as being unfilmable. Unfilmable.
Yeah.
So Zack Snyder took a stab at it, and this is what he came up with. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's just start. With what you thought of the film, Chris?
$185 million it took at the box office as well. Just a wee fact.
Did pretty good. You know, this is bad. Also, we probably put this in context. Like, this isn't like in the era of Marvel comic book films where like there's about six every year. This was back whenever you had like Batman Begins, you had that Superman remake, and then you had this.
Yeah.
I mean, Marvel was only starting its sort of project back then. People weren't saturated with comic book films, and this tried to be a very different comic book film.
I like this film, D, but this is the thing. I think, had I watched it just off like my own accord... okay, so basically what I'm thinking is, this is going to come out wrong, but I felt like, obviously I had to watch it for the podcast, because I wanted to talk about it, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I need another go at it.
I think
to fully kind of absorb it and understand. There's a lot of characters. There's a lot of names. There's a lot of shit going on. There's a lot of undertones. There's a lot of shit running through that. And I'd like to just, after reading some of like the
commentaries and stuff
and in depths and stuff like that, I'm like, I miss so much in this movie that I have no clue.
It's so true. I mean, that's one of my biggest points is like this covers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't try and like break it down into the core components. It just covers everything that was in the comic books.
It's a very As you said, like it's anti-heroes, but it's very, it's like, it almost makes you feel like it's real in a way because these are superheroes in the sense that they can't be everywhere at once and they can't be, you know, like the heroes that we kind of know. They're real people. Does that make sense?
They don't have superpowers.
No. They're real.
People who decide to fight crime in their own weird way.
And you have the whole, as you said, the Cold War, Soviet Union, Nixon in power. There's a lot of shit going on.
There is a lot. I mean, like, it's a very bleak future. Basically, the entire film is set, like, at the brink of nuclear war. Mm-hmm. And it's just, like, the outlook is never good. It's always negative. It's always awful. And in the midst of all this, these people, these superheroes aren't trying to, like, save the world.
No.
All they're trying to do is, like, Well, okay, they are trying. They're trying to save the world, but they're not trying to be like Superman and make everyone feel safe and comfortable. No. They're just literally trying to stop.
Just do their bit.
Nuclear apocalypse. It's kind of the only thing they have, and they're not even. They don't even really want to do it.
No, it's just something that they feel. Not even compelled to do.
Yeah, only like it's a handful of them actually want to pursue it.
Pursue it, yeah.
It's like because they were kind of cast aside.
Mm.
So in this world, superheroes emerged like early on, and they were kind of like. Can you think back of like whenever Superman was first created? He was like this like cartoon character, and he was like kids loved him, and it was all kind of like fantastical and fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then as time progressed, like people realized like superheroes are like they're people. I mean, why are they allowed to do this?
Yeah,
and they kind of get a what's the word?
Caught up.
Yeah, they kind of turn on them. Kind of turn on the superheroes.
It's like vigilante basically. Yeah. You see the vigilantes and
it's kind of like the themes you see with Batman a lot. It's like
why should he be allowed to do this kind of stuff? Yeah.
Like, you know,
breaking the law to save the law. That's you know, like not
his version of justice doesn't necessarily mean it is justice.
Mm-hmm.
This comes up a lot in the film because like some of the actions that the so called heroes do are like they're just wrong. They're just pure wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like, that's not a hero. That's a dickhead.
Yep.
And yet, he's still allowed to go and protect people and, you know, deliver justice and all this, blah, blah, blah. So kind of inevitably what happens is that the superheroes, they're like outlawed. They're not allowed to do it anymore. And a lot of them just give up.
Yep.
Basically, the only one who doesn't give up on them. And this is like literally my favorite character of the entire film. Yeah.
Rorschach.
Class.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. That's probably the highlight of the film for me is that one character.
Who plays?
Oh, damn you. I had this written down and I forget.
I'll go get it. You work away, I'll go get the character.
Basically, he's the only character I think in this film that really nailed the theme on, which is like he is really capable, right? He can fend out for himself, he can hurt people, he can deliver justice as he says.
Yeah.
But he's also kind of like he's not his version of justice isn't necessarily right.
Right, no.
You know, like, he kind of, he'll kill people over things he probably shouldn't kill them for. Yeah.
But it's his own, you know what I mean? It's his own form of what is right. He is 100%
true to his own sort of moral code.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like, the kind of theme is like, you know, he delivers justice from behind a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Even though his version of justice isn't what everyone else would agree on, you know, should he be allowed to do that? Yes, no. And part of when you're watching this film, part of you're like, yeah, kind of support this guy, he's got integrity, he's going doing the thing he wants, but then he comes out with things and he says things you're kind of like, I don't agree with him at all. Like, you know, his opinion on like morals as well, like he doesn't agree with like homosexuality or things like that, and he doesn't like certain types of,
is it Malin Ackerman?
No, that's the girl. He doesn't like certain political beliefs either, and you're kind of like, you know, this guy is kind of right wing, he isn't a pure idol, but he does have this integrity and he is kind of like this perfect vigilante.
Yep.
And that's why I kind of like him. They kind of like get the theme right with him, whereas the rest of the characters, they kind of touch on it for a minute. They're like, oh, is this person a hero or are they just like a kind of corrupted person who, you know, is doing things or not? I don't know. This is the type of themes this film deals with. Yep. So I guess, Chris, like, you're 100% correct and you're saying like you can't get everything from the first watch because...
No. Is this something that they're going to pursue with the series as well? Like these kind of underlying, like, or how is the series going to go about like taking what Watchmen is and?
Well, this is it. So, the series is going to
Earl Healy.
That's him.
That's the guy.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
I would watch that film for him alone.
Yeah, so I also like Patrick Wilson.
I always like Patrick.
I like Patrick Wilson.
A little bit of Patrick, but his character I thought was a little bit. You could have made
Night Owl.
Yeah. I think this is kind of what my biggest issue with the film is. Had you just made this film all about Patrick Wilson's character, Night Owl, it would have been a good film.
Yeah.
And he would have got a lot more time to develop as a character. You would have got a lot more interest in him.
Mm-hmm.
Would have been a great film, right? Yep. But this film isn't about him. He's only one part of it. There's so many other interlocking parts. So it's like, it's just, the film is just too long for its own good. they took too much and they tried to cram it all in. It didn't work.
So is that where you think the series is going to go? Like,
this is, yeah. I mean, I think the series format would have been better for this, but at the time, I understand why you wouldn't try and make a series.
I didn't know the series was Damon Lindelof.
Damon Lindelof from Lost.
Yeah, and like that's big.
He created Lost. He was a showrunner for Lost. He was a showrunner for The Leftovers, mm-hmm. which is another sort of really like darling over in America. A lot of people like it.
Was he for Alias too, or was that Abrams?
That was
that
Abrams.
Just Abrams?
That's Abrams. Okay. But then he's kind of like a polarizing figure as well, because.
But for HBO, it's huge.
Oh yeah, I mean HBO are going to put so much money into this. I've no doubt it's going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. If it's going to be a great show, I'm not so sure. From what I've heard, they're not going to go with a conventional story.
Okay.
I think it's going to be set a lot more modern. It's not going to be in the 80s. It's going to be beyond that. It may even be like a sort of sequel to the events of the film and the book. And a lot of talk is going about how they're going to change their perspective. So it's not necessarily going to be about superheroes who are kind of outcasts and coming back. It's going to be superheroes who are given free rein and kind of the consequences of that.
Don't know what Zack Snyder had to say about Lindelof, do you know?
Yeah, go for it.
He said, I do know a little about it. I've had conversations with Damon and I've read the screenplay for the pilot. I don't think it's my place to say too much about it other than I've found Damon's approach to be really refreshing and exciting and unexpected. I don't think it's going to be what people think it's going to be. It certainly wasn't what I imagined it to be. I think it's extremely fresh and I'm really looking forward to seeing it on the screen.
Yeah. I think that's probably the right move.
I think it's going to be something that we haven't seen tried.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's going to be something that goes, look at what the comics did, look at what the film did. Mm-hmm. We're going to flip it. We're not going to stay true to it. Because one of the reasons I think the film suffers is because it tries to just be what the book was.
What the graphic novel.
And it's like, some people say, that's good. You should be as faithful as possible to the book. And other people
doesn't have to do this now. Yeah, this series doesn't have to do it.
Exactly. Like, this isn't a book. This is a film, or this is a TV show.
Like, similar to Game of Thrones, like what it did. Like, exactly. Not 100%.
You can't be
100% to the book. Exactly. Does that make sense?
You got to make it work for TV. Yeah. You got to make it work.
The silver screen.
For the silver screen.
We know a little about that.
They tried, and in some places I think they did succeed. Other places I don't think they even came close. They just, some parts you were sitting and you were just listening and you were hearing stories and you were like, whatever, mm-hmm. how does this relate back into what's happening right now?
Yeah,
I mean, there's a part of this film, you might have seen it, mm-hmm. they're at a funeral,
yep,
and they're all just sort of going back in time and investigating their own stories, and they literally just do it, this character, uh-huh. And I was like, oh, that would work really well if you were reading it in a comic book week by week. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work so much when you're sitting in a film,
yeah, like, 100%.
There might have been a better way to tell that, I think.
Well, now they can explore these avenues with the series, surely.
This is it, you know.
But maybe they'll just deviate from the... Not deviate, but as you say, it's something fresh. Take away from the film altogether. It'll still be the premise, mm-hmm. but fresh.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think one thing they've talked about is not making a different time era entirely. Mm-hmm. If they made it modern time, mm-hmm. you've already completely changed what Watchmen is. Because mm-hmm. it was dependent on being set in the middle of the Cold War.
Yeah.
Nuclear Armageddon was coming like tomorrow, always. Yep. You change it to now when it's all kind of like everyone kind of feels safe, but they're not. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, I think that would play really well.
Let me see what else I have here. My notes on this. I had some more just kind of in the whole like humanity, like the whole not humanitarian, but that they are human at the end of the day, basically. You know, it's like with Batman. When you think of Batman, he is still human, but he has that, like, he's a hero, he's a vigilante, and it's the same with Watchmen. These people are, at the end of the day, they're not Superman. They can't fly off and they can't be everywhere at once. They have to be where they are, and if shit's going on elsewhere, so be it. They're focusing on dealing out their own kind of fucking moral whatever, justice, if you want to call it that, or whatever, and that's all it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the film was pretty good at that, because basically for the first half of the film, they're not doing anything superhero-y at all. No. They're literally just people. Mm-hmm. They're talking and they're communicating in regular ways.
Yep.
Second half of the film takes it up a notch, mm-hmm. and they suit up, sort of, and then you're kind of seeing more superhero-type actions. But even then, it's like, they're just people who are really good at what they do.
At what they do,
But they're not superheroes.
Yeah, it makes it believable, if that... Yeah. That might sound stupid to a lot of people, but it is. It's believable.
It makes it more grounded.
Like. I like believing things. They should make a Watchmen game.
They should, actually.
Yeah.
That would be dark.
It would be dark. It could be done well.
Could be.
Couldn't it?
Make your own character. Sorry, my mind is...
aimlessly wandering.
Yeah, aimlessly wandering. What did you think about the gore, Chris?
Loved it. Loved it. Perfect. I think it's done so well. It's I don't know if this makes... It's like... it's the same as the gore in 300.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It's a little excessive.
Yeah, but not to the point where it's like, oh God.
Why are you doing this?
It's just like, oh, that's grim.
Yeah.
Opening scene sets the whole tone for the movie. No. Yeah, that opening scene, the apartment, the fight in the apartment.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely unbelievable. Brilliant,
yeah. Class.
Why, did you not like the gore?
No, I did.
Yeah,
I
agree. 100%. Did people not like the gore? Is that what, did you bring? Did
it, no, I haven't even read much about that. I just think it was done, it's like, in a time, with the last couple of years, we haven't heard a thing about R-rated movies. Remember Deadpool came out and they were like, oh my God, they actually made an R-rated superhero movie. Film. Like, that never happens. Yeah. This film was like, nah, fuck that. We're going to explode people from the inside out. Mm-hmm. We're going to do all this kind of stuff. Blood everywhere. Really hard-hitting gore. You feel it. Yeah. You actually genuinely feel it. I was like, that's something that's...
I thought it just suited the movie.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
The tone of the movie.
This,
at the end of the day.
This is not a happy world. Like, people die here all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's like... I liked it. I think it was validated and it was just fun to watch.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just like seeing a bit of gore. And other times you meet you squeamish and we're like, oh, that's gross. It just hit a nice balance for me, I think. So yeah, I guess.
Watchmen focuses on the contradiction shared by most superheroes. They cannot live ordinary lives, but are fated to help mankind.
Yeah.
That's very nice. That's very well put.
That's a good quote, yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of see that the whole way through it. Because it's like, even when they're not heroes anymore, when they've been cast aside and they don't want to do the job, it's always in the back of their head. They're always talking about
it's there, yeah.
Do you notice as well, I don't know if you've seen this part now, but they're sitting down for dinner, the girl and Watchman? Naito? And they're just sort of chatting. And then they go to reminisce about like their crime fighting days and they're like, they talk about it like as if they miss it, they really miss it.
Right.
And you're just like, it's such a bizarre notion because like, the world is like about to crumble and
shit,
fall apart.
Yeah, it's just a complete shitstorm. I know, they want to go back to that.
It's mad. Like,
that's nice.
That's when this film, I think, is at its strongest.
Those emotional...
Those kind of, not even emotional, but just kind of, when the characters are kind of showing their weaknesses as like, I know I shouldn't be doing this superhero crack, but I really miss it and I want to go back. But they won't say that.
Yeah.
You can kind of see like...
I like that.
You can see humans.
Humans in these heroes.
Yeah, exactly.
Superheroes. Superhumans. Superhumans.
Super Watchmen.
Super Watchmen.
Well,
you've got a lot of notes here.
Well, yeah, most of
the
stuff
that you did,
I've actually kind of covered, though, to be fair. Pros for me, Chris. Mm-hmm. The R-rated.
Yep.
The violence, the gore, I think it was worked well. Mm-hmm. Doesn't pull any punches.
Nope.
You know, even the worst parts of the graphic novel they put in... Mm-hmm. And I kind of intentionally to make you see, like, you know, these people aren't great.
Yeah.
They could do bad things. Bad things happen in this world.
Yeah.
I think it was necessary and it was good.
Mm-hmm.
Heroes are people, not archetypes. So they're not just, like, supermen.
Definitely one of mine. Yeah, it's... Yeah.
And as you say, they're humans at the end of the day. And then Rorschach is my last pro because I just...
Yeah, he's just awesome.
I just loved any scene he was in, I enjoyed.
Just enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
Cons?
Cons for me, too long.
Yeah. What is it, 2:45?
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Way too long. Half of that film would have done. Had you broken it down, focused on one character?
Yeah.
Definitely.
2:45 is a stretch.
That's going to stretch the album.
Con for me, I think it's just the fact that I have to watch it again. I would like to get everything at once. Not really that I have to watch it again. Some films I enjoy watching again.
Exactly, yeah.
Maybe I'll enjoy watching this again, but I'm kind of, because I've just watched it and seen what I need to see, I'm like, I'm in no rush.
I know what you mean.
Do you know?
Some films, it's like, when they throw so much at you, you can't take it in, you're kind of like, I have to watch this again.
Yeah.
When other films are kind of like, they don't throw too much at you, you kind of just enjoy it, and you're watching it the whole time, you're enjoying it, and you don't feel overwhelmed. And at the end of it, you go, actually, there was so much that I missed. I'd love to go back and see it again.
Mm-hmm. Like Interstellar.
Yeah.
That's a movie where I'm like...
Subtle things that you miss rather than like obvious things. You're kind of like, I missed that key piece of information. I don't understand this now.
Mm-hmm. That's a con of mine.
The music, I thought, they had some great songs in there, but it just, it's like, remember what Guardians did with music? Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah.
It was excellent.
It's because it like... And this kind of did the similar thing where it like almost blends the music into what's going. Does that make sense? It like what do you call that? It's like diegetic and non-diegetic sound. Isn't it like where it like just it's almost like it's there? Like you don't notice it. No, you do notice it. You know what I'm trying to say? Yeah.
It's not like old music starts playing. It's like the music's like, just sort of
it's there. Part of the scene. And it's and it's so good. Yeah,
it works.
I understand that. Yeah,
the mood of whatever song is playing, that mood always matches what's happening on.
Yeah,
screen.
Yeah.
And this, it just felt a little forced most of the time.
Yeah,
the songs they played were kind of like
that opening song, isn't it? Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
The times they are changing. It kind of worked. It kind of made sense because it was progressing through time as it chewed a bunch of stuff. Do you remember the Sound of Silence came on at that funeral? That just didn't work for me.
It felt like it was just a somber song to play at a funeral. You know that kind of way?
Yeah, it was like, I really felt like had it been pure silence, it would have been more impactful.
Yeah.
I don't know. The music just didn't, it didn't work as well as it should. I think I've written
down. Okay.
And then I say, it wants to be more impactful than it is sometimes.
Ooh.
So sometimes it really wants to like
hit it wants to hit you hard and I said again, but if it just dialed it back that tone it would be hitting you hard,
I think so,
but they feel like I understand, I get that. A lot of movies do that though, and they miss the beat. It's just like if you just tuck that back a couple of paces, here we go, we're in the money. It's Snyder though.
Zack Snyder, he likes to do things big and likes to do them fast.
Batman v Superman.
But you got to remember he did 300 as well. So,
well, that's right. Did he do 302?
No.
Does that make sense? No. Is it called 302?
It's called
300 something. It's
called 300 it? Rise of a Vengeance.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Doesn't
something.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
Something. Something.
Takeaway from this is the first movie in our movie club. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah.
As the first movie. Yeah. And I'm glad I finally got around to seeing what Watchmen was. Mm-hmm. I will need another watch. Maybe. Man. I will need another watch, and I'd be interested to see what they do with the series, but I'm not like I'm not ecstatic. I'm not like, oh my god.
I'm definitely more excited for the series now as a result of having watched it.
Yeah,
but what I kind of want to do more than that is actually go back and read the graphic novel.
Oh yeah,
the collection of comics, just sort of see what the source material is for that. Definitely got me interested in the concept.
Yeah.
The film itself, Chris, I would give a 6.
Oh, I wrote down, I had 6.5 and I went no, and I went 7 because I thought D, I don't know why I thought I have to balance with D. I have to match him. I don't. I wrote 6.5 and I was like, that's too low. Because I don't know what scale we're going on here, D. We haven't even started.
Is that 6.5 out of 5?
But then I think now if, 6.5, I'm going to go back to it. If I go Watchmen 7, I have to go a lot higher with some shit I don't want to go higher with.
This is true. This is true.
So start low. We can only go up. Watchmen 1.
It's not because it's a bad pedal. Yeah. You just got to start low.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, good sense.
There are 9 other better films.
That's how it works.
That's how it works, right?
If a 10th film comes in better than Watchmen, it's 0.
Yeah, exactly.
And then -1 and so on.
Yeah. Oh, glad we did that as our first movie, though, didn't
Me too. I'm glad. I'm glad we can now open the door now to
movie.
To other films.
Such movie as Madness Mondays. Be so good, D.
We can't do that because all of our podcasts come out on a Monday.
Oh, I know. But we should do another podcast, a separate, a mini podcast called The Movie Club Monday Madness.
The EPFC.
EPFC United Film Club. Join us, won't you? Exclusive club, £5 a week. Yearly membership must be paid up full. Yeah, you have to pay the full 52 weeks up front. Wow.
That was good.
That was very good. Yeah, I enjoyed that. Go watch it. Tell us what you think. Or don't. That's fine. Not many people get in contact with us these days.
The famous quote, Chris, is who will watch The Watchmen?
Yes. Who will watch The Watchmen?
Will you watch it?
Will you watch it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Zack
Snyder sure will.
Where do you want to go now?
I know.
We can go anywhere.
Pub?
Pub?
That's another film Olivia Colman was in.
Who is Olivia Colman?
Hot Fuzz. In what?
Who is she in Hot Fuzz?
She is the only female police officer in
Hot Fuzz. Doris.
Doris, yeah.
Doris.
Great shout on the name, Chris.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I do know my Simon Pegg characters.
Yeah. Simon Pegg has lost a whole pile of weight.
Has he?
Yeah, for some film he's doing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Not unhealthy weight, but like gotten really into shape.
Out of which do you prefer, Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz? I'm not going to play in World's End because there's no way it could be better than Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz.
It's a good grade below the other two.
Yeah. What would you put as the highest of the three?
Hot Fuzz.
Do you think it just went from strength to strength? Do you think
actually, this was talked about in Reddit the other day. I think Hot Fuzz is probably the best comedy I've ever seen.
Really?
I genuinely think that film is brilliant. Like, there's so many good parts in it, Chris.
It's hard not to like that movie.
You don't go for more than like a minute without enjoying yourself.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You don't go more than a minute without even smiling or at least a little titter of a laugh. Yeah.
There's no lull. The film doesn't lower at all.
And it's Edgar Wright's way of shooting it as well. The shot. He's so good at what he does. That's one for the. I was going to say the book club. This is book club now.
It's the EPFC, United Football Film Club book club.
Book club, yeah. Excellent. We welcome you all. Memberships just went up. $7.50 a week. We need the full 52 up front.
Thank you very much.
We still have no one joining.
Why is no one subscribing to this?
We just gather here every like Tuesday and just eat some jolly beans and talk about movies. Sometimes my mom makes us food.
That's where your money's going.
Right. What do you want to talk about? What have we been getting up to? Yeah.
We're getting personal with the podcast.
Where's
our whiteboard?
I knew you were going to ask. It's inside. Because I was writing down all the things I had to do. It was like podcasts. And I was like, should I do midweek Minecraft videos? No.
That's fair.
I'll take it back out. This is. I knew he was going to ask. He hadn't noticed for so long. The whiteboard's gone.
There's a light missing. The whiteboard's missing. What have you done with this place, Chris? Where'd the TV go?
I had to make ends meet. Selling a light and a whiteboard. Those jolly beans don't come cheap.
I'm telling you. Them jolly beans, they put me clean head.
I know. They're so fucking good.
Only about a third of the way through the bag.
I know. Story about these jolly beans. I ate an obscene amount of those jolly beans playing Gears of War Ultimate Edition.
Oh,
that's just what they remind me of every time. Every time? An obscene amount. That's all I ate just playing that game for one full weekend.
I want to play Gears again.
So do I. I just want to play Horde. I just want to sit down and play Horde. Yeah, very good. D, from last we met, I went on holidays. It was very good.
To US of A.
US of A again to Orlando. Very nice. Florida. Very nice part of the country. Very nice.
How was it?
Very nice. We had great weather. It was very hot. We did all the normal kind of touristy kind of things, I guess. This year, though, we did Disney. Did full Disney, all Disney parks.
Universal?
Oh, yeah, we did Universal.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Universal is still the happiest place on earth. But we did Disney, and I'm very, very glad. I was a bit skeptical going into it. I still am. I still have my concerns about Disney. Okay, I still have my fucking concerns. But one thing that will never let me down is Animal Kingdom, and they have a ride called Flight of the Passage. It's the new big Avatar Pandora that they've set up. D, this is without doubt, this isn't even a ride. This isn't a simulation. This is a treat for the senses. It's an experience. It's unbelievable, D. It's class.
That's brilliant. Is that one of these things where it like lifts you up?
Kinda. So you
by your arms?
No. We queued for like 3 hours to get into this thing.
Really?
Yeah. And we were there for opening, park open. And we queued for 3 fucking hours. And we couldn't get the fast pass because they were gone fucking probably weeks, months, years ago. God knows. Queued for 3 hours, worth every bit of it. Long story short, you go into like a big chamber. You're split off into 12 people. You enter a chamber about the size of this room. It's all fucking weird, all screens all over the place. And this lady comes on screen, is like, okay, need you to stand the pressure pads on the floor. We're going to pair you up with your avatar. And you're going to board a banshee.
Okay.
Big flying things, avatar. Big flying fucking beasts, okay? Because only the avatars can ride them. Humans, they just devour humans. Okay. So they like scan you. So cool. Like they scan you and then your image comes up on the screen and they pair you with like an avatar that looks like the most like you. It's so cool. Turns you into an avatar. You walk into this next room and it's like a semicircle room and there's 12 almost like motorbikes. It's the only way I can explain it. There. And you have to sit on, you have to straddle this thing, sit on. And this like little back brace comes up behind you. And you're just sitting there. And there's this, they give you like a pair of like goggles and this massive screen in front of you. But we're 12 here, and then there's like 12 in the next room, 12 below us, 12 below that, 12 above. It's like this, yeah, and it's massive cinema screen opens up, D. And the bikes just lift. And then they start doing like their shit, and you're on this banshee. But D, it takes you, and it's like, they blow like the scents of where you are.
Oh, that's
and
good.
There's wind and there's like mist and rain. They're flying you through forests and down around coasts. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
it's a treat for the
it
senses.
It was worth the 3 hour wait, and I would have happily waited another 3 hours to go again. Oh, it was brilliant. So good. So, so good.
There you go.
So very
good. What's the ride called again?
It's called Flight of the Passage.
Flight of the Passage.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
Did you enjoy Avatar?
I kind of want to watch it again. Yeah. Nobody talks about Avatar.
No. They've got like 4 sequels coming.
Nobody talks about Avatar, and it's the highest grossing, or like the second highest grossing movie of all time. And nobody really talks about it.
That's because it was so,
Everybody talks about other shit.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody talks about like fucking, what's the movie? Like Fast and Furious.
You know? I remember when Avatar came out, it was like, oh, this is going to be the best film of all time. And then everyone's seen it, and they were like,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Mom,
it's the most film of all time.
I need to watch it again. Yeah. But it was very good. Very good ride. Here's a fun story. You know the Incredible Hulk roller coaster?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got front row in it, right? And the ride broke down mid-ride.
Oh, my God.
We were suspended on the roller coaster, front row, in the baking sunshine for 40 minutes.
Shit.
For 40 minutes.
40 minutes. I was sitting on the roller coaster for 40 minutes.
Go to your room. Swear to God, D, the roller coaster just stopped. It did its normal shit. It was doing it fucking for like an hour before we got in the thing. And then we got on it and it did its normal 3/4 of the track, no problem. And it comes along like this little, you know, it comes up and it goes along a straight and it breaks. And right as it breaks, it like drops you for like the last like twist and turn. Yeah. The music's building. And right when it breaks, it just breaks and stopped. And that was it. And she never took off again. I swear to God, I was like, what the hell is going on? I mean, you couldn't move. Oh, and then so we see all the people down. They were just looking up and like, what the hell are they doing? My biggest fear was that if they release another one from that shoot and it comes into the back, then we're all fucked. We're absolutely fucked. No amount of Jolly Beans would save us. And the sun came out and it was just baking. And I was like,
dangerous.
Just sitting there. Eventually, like these like maintenance workers came up with the harness and walked along the track and secured the whole track. We had to get off and walk the track back.
Walk the track back?
Yeah, like it's like a, well, you had to walk like part of the track and then down like this, like that the engineers would kind of use.
Oh, okay.
And then back into like where the Hulk like departs. And they give us like water and fast passes and all that kind of stuff, complimentary and all. Good experience. I was on the Hulk, yeah, and it broke down. I was on it before that.
I broke the Hulk.
So it was good. But yeah.
That's mad.
Very, very good.
At least they get you some free stuff, I suppose.
Mm.
Here's some water.
What else? I like bourbon. We got Longhorn Steakhouse.
What
of course.
Is bourbon? Is bourbon just like sweet whiskey?
I don't know if it's sweet, D. I don't know if I describe it as sweet. It's aged in a different way, I think. I don't know what the difference is. But I had this, it's called an old fashioned.
Oh yeah.
And it's like the bourbon with like some kind of orange bitters, an orange slice, a cherry, and some ice. Maybe something else, I don't know. But it said that it partnered well with the steak I was getting. And it partnered very well with the steak I was getting.
I had an old fashioned with a steak once.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, I'm lovely.
Blows the head clean off you. Very, very good. Very good. I was not expecting it to be just as potent as it was. Mm. And I probably shouldn't have drank it just as quick as they did.
But and the four after that.
But it was very, very nice. Yeah. That was
it's
a
good,
highlight.
I'm glad.
Yeah, very nice, yeah.
Was the Longhorn's liver steak wise?
Oh, yeah, good stuff. So good, like 22-inch porterhouse, just amazing. So had a lot of good food, a lot of sun, spent a lot of money.
Yeah, you're gonna look
back at it now, D. Back into the work grind. It's tough.
Yep, hard to beat.
It's not easy.
Back at it, Chris.
Yeah. What'd you get up to?
Well, you know, and that is it.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Have you had any nice food?
I have had some nice
person with the podcast. We always talk about food.
I had some nice food. I'm not eating nearly as much shit anymore.
Tell me about what you told me in the house where you're eating from, because I want to hear about this place.
I'm eating the Reuben's Meals.
Reuben's Meals. Tell me about Reuben's Meals.
Basically, Chris, they're just meal plans, like pre-planned meal plans.
Yeah, yeah.
They put all your food together, they put it in a wee dish and they give it to you. You heat it up in the microwave. Doesn't sound glamorous. It's not glamorous, but...
But I've seen the food and it looks great.
And it tastes even better. Sometimes the what do you call that? The way it looks.
The presentation.
The presentation doesn't look great. It looks dodgy.
Like. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes when you, like, when you heat up certain things, they just do not look great.
No, they don't.
But they taste fantastic.
Yeah. That's it. Never judge a book by its cover.
I've had some delicious things, Chris.
What have you had?
I had a Thai red curry, which was perfect. Like, really? It was... So I would never have bought a Thai red curry. I would say, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
But this was delivered to me.
It's there, so it was like,
oh, I'll try it. Delicious. I had a chicken stir fry. Delicious.
Wow.
I had... what else did I have? I had a couple of things that weren't so great. I had this stew with the potatoes. Potatoes didn't heat up that brilliantly, but they're still nice. It wasn't the nicest I've had. Mm. It's just convenient food,
and
Chris.
Here, do they deliver every day, or do you get your meals like on a Monday?
So you get a Sunday and Wednesday they deliver. So they give you three on the Sunday for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And the Wednesday.
That's your dinners. It's like
I only get dinners. You can get lunch, dinner. You can get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then you get breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks.
How much would breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks cost me?
A lot
for a week.
A lot.
Wow.
I mean, I pay something like 40, 35. 35. Just dinners for 5 days a week.
It's not bad.
No, it's alright. Like, it's alright.
With like seven quid a day with delivery, that's not bad, D.
It's alright.
You pay, Jesus, yeah.
That's, Jesus, lad.
I'd take that.
It's cheaper than takeaways, which is what I was doing before.
Well, that's it. Is that what made you get onto it? That you just wanted to cut out the takeaways.
I could be bad cooking, and I was like, I'm gonna die from, like,
I'm gonna die from takeaway.
Yeah, I'm eating too many like pizzas and just shitty food. Like,
I haven't had a pizza in so long. I'd love one.
Man, get a pizza tonight.
Ooh,
for show,
for show,
for show, for show.
What kind of pizza are you getting?
Domino's, lad.
Double deckers?
No. They don't do that anymore. By the way.
Yeah, they do. What?
They don't do it in Belfast anymore.
You're lying.
I was outraged. I wrote a strongly worded letter. Never sent it, but I wrote the letter.
It fell on deaf ears.
I don't believe it fell on deaf ears.
What? They don't do double deckers?
Double deckers. You know what they do instead? They do these light bite bullshit things,
give me
Chris.
That bull.
Rotten.
Rotten.
Rotten. Rotten to your core. No, hey, not tasty.
What the?
But, yeah, I'm just... There's no talk about double deckers. I've made my peace with that. Maybe they'll bring it back someday, on limited edition, and I'll be happy again. But until then, Domino's is only good. It's not great anymore. But yeah, other than that, Chris, have I had any tasty food? Did I tell you about the steak I had in Dublin? I think I did. I think we were back for that. I had a pretty good steak in Dublin.
Yeah?
Yeah, pretty good.
Didn't tell me about your trip to Dublin.
Oh, no.
No.
I went to Dublin.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good.
Yeah?
Just walked about. It's a nice city.
It is a nice city.
It's a pretty nice city. I mean...
Is it?
It's not the nicest city. It's not this glamorous city.
It's a nice city. It's not the nicest. Yeah. It's okay.
When you're walking around in the daytime, it's quite pretty.
Yeah.
There's like nice spots. St. Stephen's Green, Phoenix Park, Dublin Zoo is great.
Oh yeah. Do you go to the zoo?
Yeah, I went to the zoo.
What a great zoo.
It is a great zoo.
So I hear.
Yeah. Have you ever been?
I went to that zoo once and I seen two animals and I hated it. I was always convinced that Belfast Zoo was the shizzle. Then I went to Belfast Zoo and walked inside an hour and I was like, okay.
It ain't so shizzly.
And I keep hearing all these people going to Dublin Zoo, and it's like, Dublin Zoo's the shit.
Dublin Zoo is basically Belfast Zoo until you get to the back of it. Yeah. And then they have this new extended part they got like 20 years ago. And it's really cool. It's like massive area. It's like a savanna area. So you have like zebras and you have giraffes. And rhinos and all this shit.
Like he went giraffes because they're all the way up here.
Yeah.
D-raised his arms. Kind
of free roaming together in this massive open area.
Ah.
That's really cool. And then they got some cool other animals.
I think they must have just been building that when I was there because I'm pretty sure I've seen a cardboard elephant. Monkey Island.
Yeah, the monkeys live on islands.
I kind of want to go to Monkey Island. Wow.
Go. Anyway.
What else did you do in Dublin? Did Guinness Factory.
Did the Guinness Factory, yeah.
What's it like?
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good, yeah. It's just how Guinness is made and kind of their...
Is it interesting?
It is interesting, yeah.
Wow.
It's not overly interesting. I'd say most breweries are the same.
Yeah, but at least you got to see Guinness.
Yeah.
Did you get your pint?
I did. I got my pint.
Was it good?
At the top in the bar.
You could see
right across Dublin. It was nice. It was a nice touch.
Very nice.
Yeah, and Dublin's nice. I'd definitely recommend it for a weekend or something.
Nice.
For a couple of days.
Yeah.
But
what was your steak?
It was a fillet.
Oh, nice. Yeah. A fillet.
Fillet, is it?
No, that's... American stuff.
it was fine. It wasn't amazing. I need to have another amazing steak sometime. I think we're gonna try a place. I think in Bangor or something like that. A grill house. Where they cook the steaks over a flame. I want to try one of those soon.
That sounds great.
It does.
It's hard. Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard around here these days to find a good steakhouse, D. But it is. It is, and I understand that. Where's the best? I can't even think of where the best steak around here I've had. That's something. Waters is do a pretty good steak. Like.
They do a pretty good steak.
And that's like...
Oh, bless Henry.
They do a nice steak?
That's a nice steak, yeah. One time I had it was amazing. The last time I had it was good. But it
yeah, you need
amazing.
Like consistency. Consistency is key.
Consistency is key.
Do you got anything else?
Probably.
I definitely had it in my head that we were going to have so much to talk about. We should have so much to catch up on, and it's just like...
It's been too long.
Yeah, that's it. It always happens with the podcast. Yeah. If we just had a week between that, we would have so much to talk about.
But
I understand that.
I can't. I mean, there is stuff, but I can't think of it all. I can't think of it all right now, Chris. I mean,
no, I got to
put me in a spot here.
What have you got planned for your week ahead then?
This week is a big week.
Oh, big week.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
Because, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. It's the first week of March.
Oh, it is? In like a lamb.
Out like a lamb.
Out like a lamb. Yeah.
Is this lamb weather or lamb weather? I don't know what that means. Does lamb mean like it comes in bad and it goes out good?
Yeah, I think it means if it comes in like, you know, boastful.
Stormy.
You know, like stormy or like last year it came in like a lamb because it was fucking like 9 feet of snow.
Yeah, I got a thing on this day last year. I built an igloo.
That's good. Oh, for the, yeah.
For the channel, you check it out, nextsitegamer.com.
How to build
slash YouTube. YouTube.com/nextsitegamer, that's the one I meant.
How to build an igloo. Igloo time lapse. It's very good. It's a very good video.
It's a very igloo type video.
It's, I like time lapses these days.
We should do a time lapse.
Of what?
Of the podcast. The studio.
Yeah, okay.
We reconstruct it the exact same way. Here's something I did. I made more room in my room.
How did your room at home? Your room in Belfast.
Room
in
Belfast. How'd I you stacked my wardrobe on top of my desk of drawers, and I maximized potential.
Think about it, Chris. Do you have so much room for activities?
Yeah, I don't do any activities though, but I have room for it now.
Wow,
impressive.
That's
stuff. Yeah, I'm grasping at straws. So little has happened in my life.
Yeah, see him.
Time keeps slipping away, Chris.
100%. I know.
Got to do something big soon.
Yeah.
Gotta do something big.
We're approaching the 25th of birthdays.
I know, yeah. Fuck. That means we're
quarter century.
25 years of age. I think that's your peak, Chris.
Yeah.
I consider my peak. Yeah. So I gotta do something peak worthy. I gotta climb something.
Yeah.
I gotta reach a peak on my peak.
Okay, yeah, you should.
I'm gonna climb a...
I'd like to climb a peak. We should go and climb a mountain. Kilimanjaro? Sleep Donard?
Sure.
Sleep Donard's probably easier this time.
You can sleep down there, and then we go down to Kerry and do that, the biggest one down there.
What's it called?
Carn Toohill, it's called.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
That actually sounds right.
That is right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Sometimes I just don't know why.
Sometimes I do make shit up. Yeah. This is not one of those things.
Most of the time you make shit up.
Yeah, that was 50-50.
I don't think I have anything else to talk about, D. I think this is just a podcast to help get us back in. You know,
yeah, we're back
warm up the mics again. Hopefully get Sinker back too. Yeah. Congratulations to Frank. Did you see that?
I did not.
Frank had his baby.
Congratulations, Frank.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Had her baby. Their baby.
Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations, Francois.
Yeah. Did not hear that.
Took the kid out for a podcast.
Yeah. It's one I wanted sitting right here and I want to hear its opinions on Watchmen.
The last time we had Francie here was...
We never had him here.
No, never at this podcast. We had him at the house. Yeah. And we all desperately tried to break the wheel off his car. Because it was flat and we could not get the little nuts.
Your dad took an axe to it.
Yeah, an axe. That's what it took. A fucking axe to take a wheel off a car. Yeah, it did. My father's a man who knows strangely how to do...
I mean, he's an axe wielder.
An axe welder, yeah. Wheeler. Yeah, 100%.
He knows how to weld a good axe.
Do you have anything else?
No.
No, me either. Well, this is it.
I think I'm going to continue to eat these Jolly Tots. Jolly Beans?
Oh, God, you're gone.
Until we get off the air. We're not even on the air.
I'll do this. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to episode 72 of the podcast. Remember, you can find this podcast and all the previous podcasts over at youtube.com/XiteGaming. That is the umbrella of operations in which we work under. You will find all of our videos there and all the kind of crap that we do. We should also do another video.
I mean, it would be... something different for us.
Something different for a change, yeah. That's if you get the video version of the podcast, or if you want to take us with you on the go, or it's just not accessible, find us on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, any podcast hosting service, basically, except SoundCloud. Scott's Tots.
SoundCloud does not earn my respect.
No, not as a podcast hosting service.
Or as a person.
Did you hear Spotify bought like a couple of big podcasts?
I did hear that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's happening in the news.
Podcast Spotify lovers out there.
But we have loads of good topics coming. I am hoping that's what I'm kind of doing. I'm just taking a complete break from social media all over the place.
Yeah. I haven't been on Snapchat or Facebook in about a month, 2 months.
Yeah, I'm liking it so far. I'm not gonna lie. But for the purposes of this, I probably should use Instagram a bit. And I might.
True.
Yeah. But I might not.
Yeah, we're promoting our podcast by quitting all social media.
Yeah. But I might. We'll see. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's been an absolute pleasure to come to you this week. We will see you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed next week for episode 73 of the podcast. Goodbye and God bless.
Good luck. Bow.